I might be a carrier. That's what one of my friends said to me. His wife was exhibiting symptoms of a flu, and he was concerned. So she was homebound, as he was, and he asked for prayer and support. The good news is they're both fine. The tests returned negative. But my point is this. This virus is contagious, isn't it? What's even more contagious and what's even more alarming and far more destructive that I find is the spread of its fear. That is contagious. I'm not as concerned about the virus itself as I am more with the spread of the fear as to what all this is going to do to my life and to your life and to the world. Friends, we are carriers of something. That's my point. The question is not, are we a carrier or not? But rather, what are we carrying? I read something really cool and thought-provoking written by Craig Rochelle, and I want to read it to you. You are a carrier. Is what you are carrying worth catching? You are a what? Carrier. You carry something. You are spreading something. And the question is what you're carrying worth catching? Is it worth spreading? And is it worth receiving? That's the question. Here's the big theme and big idea and big goal of this message of hope. Jesus Christ is all powerful, and therefore we must become, we want to, we get to become carriers of his power. Let me repeat that. Jesus Christ, the Lord of all lords and the King of all kings, the one who created the universe with his command. He is omnipotent, a fancy word for all powerful. And therefore, here's how we respond to that truth and grace. We get to, we must. We have the privilege and the honor of becoming the carriers of his We're kicking off a brand new series this week, today, this morning, called Who is This Man? The Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. And you're going to see this mosaic face of Jesus Christ up on the slide. And this face of Christ was created by the photos of your selfies that's sent by you. There are over 500 pictures of Mosaikhausers. And it created, and those things created the mosaic face of Jesus Christ, as if here is Jesus, the Lord, and as we find him, we find ourselves in him. And this morning, we're going to read from chapter 4 of Mark's Gospel. Please turn with me, starting at verse 35. That day, when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and he was completely calm. And let's read verse 40 and 41 together in one voice. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this?" Even the wind and the waves obey him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You are carrying something, my friends. I am carrying something. We are all carrying something. And when people get near you, they catch what you have. Are you carrying fear? And that's what people catch from you because it's contagious? Or is what you're carrying the power of Jesus Christ? And is what, is there something that you disseminate and spread, and are people catching that? You are a carrier, therefore, and is what you're carrying worth catching? First point, and in your sermon outline, please follow along and then write these words. First point, Jesus Christ is all powerful. He's omnipotent, and therefore, so he allows, yes, write that word, allows the storms in your life. Let me read verse 35. That day, when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." You see that, friends? Christ, not only is he all powerful, he's all knowing, he's omniscient, he knows all things. And knowing fully well what's going to happen, that he knew the storm is coming down to the lake, what does he do? He leads his disciples in a boat into the lake. "Let us go to the other side." Christ, because he's all powerful, because he's in control, he has the audacity and the power to say to you and me, "I'm going to allow storms in your life, Victor. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because I am in control with my power." The question that the disciples asked Jesus was very, very poignant. They asked him, "Lord, wake up, wake up. Are you crazy? Are you kidding me? You are sleeping in the stern on a cushion? How was your nap?" They went on to ask this question. "Don't you care? Don't you care if we drown?" Now, let me pause there. What they're asking is this. "Don't you care about us? I thought you loved us. And if you loved us, you would do something about the situation." And you and I are, some of us at least, we are asking the same question. We say, "Lord Jesus, don't you care if we contract the virus? Don't you care if we get sick? Don't you care if we hunger? Don't you care if we suffer? Don't you care if we die? Or don't you care I lose my job? Don't you care I have no food on the table for my family? Don't you care?" Another question you might be asking is this. "Lord Jesus, I believe you care, but you are powerless. You can't help us, can you? You care about me, you care about us, but you are just as helpless as we are. Not a thing you can do about my storm, which I'm facing today, huh?" Friends, I want to unpack that later on, but listen. He allows the storms because he is all powerful. It's not that he doesn't care. It's not that he is helpless. It's because he does care, he does love you, and because he is all-powerful, he allows. He didn't create the storms in your life. No, he didn't. But he sure did allow it, you see? And he is not panicking. He didn't wake up from the stone on a sleeping on a pillow saying, "Oh my goodness, what's happening? A storm, the tempest, the hurricane." No, he... He's calm. He's cool. He's powerful. Romans 8:28. Friends, the Lord says to you, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, those who have been called according to his good purpose. Listen to this promise. Listen to this power of Jesus Christ. In all things, not just in good things, not just in health and wealth, but no, in all things, in bad things, in ugly things, in the times of storm. What is God doing? God in Christ is working for the good. He's working out the good. For whom? For you and me, those who have been called. Have you been called by the Lord Jesus Christ? Then the assurance is he's working it out, even in the times of your storm and tempest and hurricane. Number two, second point. Jesus Christ is all powerful, and therefore, He calms the storms in your life. Write that word. Calms. He calms the storm. Let me read verse 39. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Imagine this, friends. Imagine it. Hurricane, tornado, lightning, thunder, waves. And the boat is about to capsize, and everyone in it is about to drown. And what does Jesus do? He wakes up from his nap. He stands in the boat, and he does this. To the hurricanes and the winds and the tempest, he does this. Shh. Be quiet. Be still. Shh. And what happens? The Bible says, the wind died down and it was completely calm. It referring to the waves. In the Greek word there, completely calm, it means literally mega calm. Meaning, everything just whoosh, whoosh. The Sea of Galilee became like a placid glass. You could see your face reflection on it. It was so still. How does Jesus do that? I'll tell you how. Because he is the creator of the universe. He's the king of all kings and the lord of all lords. He's the lord of your storm. He's in control. He is all powerful. I'm going to say something that you will not like. But it's my job to give you the truth, right? Jesus Christ either calms the storm or he calms the baby. I told you wouldn't like it. He has the power, and because he does, he can calm the storm, or instead, he calms the baby. You don't like that, do you? You'd rather have Jesus calms the storm of your life right now, completely, immediately. Mega calm. But he's not doing that. Instead, he's calming you. He's saying you to you and me, Victor, Mosaic Hill Church, shh, I'm in control. I am powerful. I will mega calm you as long as you look to my power. Last week, we read together a confession of the church, Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day, question and answer one. I find it so assuring, so power-filled. So I'm going to invite you to read it together. You will find the words up on the screen and also in your sermon outline. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I am not my own, but belong, body and soul, in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with His precious blood, and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation because I belong to Him. Christ, by His Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for Him. What comfort, what assurance, what strength, what power. Why? Because Jesus is calming you, the baby. In the words of a very familiar Sunday school song, which came from this classic hymn, let me read it to you. His love in times past forbids me to think. He leave me at last in troubles to sink. By prayer, let me wrestle, then He will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. The third point. Jesus is all powerful, so He empowers, write that word, He empowers you to have faith, write faith in Him. Christ is omnipotent, He's all-powerful, He's all in control, He is the Lord of your storm, and therefore He does shh. And as He does so, He empowers you to have faith in Him. Verses 40 and 41. He asks the disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey Him." Friends, here's the next slide. In your sermon outline, okay, check this out. Faith is acting upon the power of Christ. Let me read it one more time. Faith in Christ Jesus means you act, write that word, you act according to His, what? His power. Faith is not just a set of information in your head. Faith is not just some old archaic words of confession in the church documents somewhere collecting dust. Faith is what? Acting, responding, living according to the power of Jesus. Friends, the uniqueness of the gospel according to Mark is this. It's the shortest of the four. There are four accounts of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And of the four, it is the shortest. Why? Because it's only action-oriented, mostly. And it's the oldest, it's the earliest gospel, meaning Matthew, Luke, and John, they borrowed sources from Mark's account. Mark was an associate of the apostle Peter. And then Peter handed down his eyewitness account of Jesus Christ's power and His majesty. And Mark penned down these words after investigating all the eyewitnesses. Okay? So it's the shortest, the earliest, but also it is action-oriented. The other three, Matthew, Luke, and John, filled with Jesus' teaching and preaching and wisdom. Mark, he's most concerned about the action of Jesus. It's all about asking this question, "Who is this? Even the winds and the waves obey Him." Mark wants you and me to know one thing. This person, Jesus, is the Son of God. He is all powerful because He is God. Let's read verse 1 in chapter 1. Mark wrote, "The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God." Is the word good news of Jesus Christ? In Greek, it's euangelion, okay? It's referring to when a herald of the king runs into the town square and says, "I have the good news. Our king has conquered the enemies. We live." Now that is euangelion, good news. A herald of king declaring to the people what the king has accomplished. It's not a good advice, as in something that you have to do. It's not a good wisdom, as in, if you apply it, you will be wise. No, no, no. This is a good news, meaning something the King has done, Jesus, the Son of God, has done something for you, and it has impact. It has life-giving, life-altering consequences. That's the good news. And the good news is this, friends, that there is a more deadly virus out there. Its fatality rate is 100%. It's the virus of sin and death. I am contracted with that. It's contagious. It spreads like a wildfire. Oh, it is far, far, far worse and more dangerous than COVID-19. And yet, Jesus, He offers. The good news is this, that He is the vaccination, that He is the cure. But what's astounding is how He gives us the cure. He says to me, "Victor, the virus that's killing you is sin and death. And I'm going to take your virus from you, and I will become contaminated with your virus. And I'm going to die instead of you, Victor, on the cross. And the cure is when I die and when I rise from the tomb And that's what we're waiting for on the Easter Sunday. When Jesus rose from the dead, he offers me his life, his new life. And that's the cure, and that's the vaccination. And that's what Mark wants you and me to know. That Jesus is all powerful, and therefore he empowers you to have this faith in him, to act upon his power. I wonder if Christ is asking the same question which he asked the disciples. Why are you afraid? Why do you still have no faith? That word still conjures up these questions. Haven't Jesus shown you his power in the past? Hasn't Jesus been faithful to you in the past? Hasn't Jesus given you enough evidence in the past that he is all-powerful? Then why do you have still no faith in him? Why do you not put your trust in his power today? Why are you afraid? Why do you let the fear of virus contaminate you and gripple you with fear? So therefore, friends, let us be contagious with the life of Jesus Christ, right? Remember, you are a carrier. I'm a carrier. And is what we are carrying worth spreading and catching? You and I, we are carrying something. We can either choose to carry despair and fear, or we can instead become a carrier of the power of Jesus Christ. How can we do that? Friends, fear is contagious, but faith must be more contagious. We are faith spreader. We are love giver. We are hope dealer. These are the words of Craig Rochelle, and I love these words. If you get too close to me, you are going to catch what I'm carrying. I want that for myself and for you. I want people to come closer to us while keeping social distancing. You know what I'm talking about. But I want them to catch what I have received from Jesus Christ, his power. If we can't meet, gather physically, we can gather digitally. If we can't gather physically to create, cultivate community, we can do so using the tools Christ has provided for us for such a time as this. So friends, let me just give one application, okay? Jesus says in John 13, people, the world will know that you are my disciples, that you love me, that you follow me by your, say it together, by your what? By your love. Jesus does not say to you and me, the world will know that you are my disciples and followers when you hoard the water bottles and toilet papers. No. They will know that you follow me, you love me, you are my disciples, children of God, you are the body of Jesus Christ, the hope of the world, by your actions of love. So this week, let's commit to doing one thing. Let's spread the power of Jesus Christ in our spheres of influence. Okay? Let me just give one example. I heard this somewhere. I don't remember where. It's called Ding Dong Dash. So people bring a meal. So my wife, my family, and I, we make a meal, right? And we are all healthy. So why don't we make an extra meal and take it down the street to Mrs. Johnson's house? And she's all by herself, or she's a single mom, or they're in need, whomever they may be. You know someone in your spheres of influence who might appreciate this meal. And so what do? You go, ding dong, put the meal down, and you dash. Get it? Ding dong dash. What a cool way. What a cool way for us to love, show the love of Jesus Christ, because he is all powerful, and we are his carrier. Friends, let's conclude. Fear is contagious. So is faith in Jesus' power. Hate is contagious. So is faith in Jesus' power. Amen? Worry is contagious. But what? So is faith, your faith and my faith, in Jesus' power. You are a carrier. Is what you're carrying worth catching? Jesus Christ is all powerful, and therefore We must become carriers of His power. Let's pray together. And right now, I want to give you a chance to respond to God's message of grace. And He always, always calls us to respond. It's our fitting response to recommit ourselves to Him and receive His power and grace. And friends, number one, those of you who are saying, Lord Jesus, I sure wish that You'd calm the storm, but instead You are calming the baby. I don't like it. I don't want it. Would you humble yourselves and say to Christ, Christ, You are in control. Since You choose to calm the baby, not the storm, You must have a purpose for me. Reveal that purpose. Friends, if you are that person, ask for the power of Jesus Christ, so that as He calms the baby, you may become a conduit of His power and His love to the world. Another application. Friends, those of you who need the life of Christ, you have never, never, ever called upon the name of Jesus. You have never, never, ever declared that He is your Lord and Savior. Friends, this message is for you. For your, not only for the storm of today, but for the storm of your eternity. The virus of sin and death. Say this prayer after me. Say it out loud or in your heart. Lord Jesus, You are the Lord of the storm. And I look to You now. You hold the power. I believe You died for my sins. For the virus of sin and death. I believe You rose from the dead to give me Your new life. Lord Jesus, from this day and on forward, I put my trust in You and I follow You. Amen, amen, amen. And friends, for those of you who said a prayer, please contact me on the webpage. You'll find contact button. Okay? Click on that and let me know that you said a prayer and I want to pray with you over the phone. Okay? And lastly, let's give God the glory. Lord Jesus, we come to You now in adoration, in worship. You are the Lord of the storm. Quiet us. Make us become still. Let's sing the song response. Cornerstone, our hope is built on Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.